This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Hey, it's for you. 12 mistakes you make while charging your phone. You know, gadgets these days have so many different functions that they've become everything a person might need all stuffed into a palm-sized device. But one big drawback of this technological advancement is that batteries can't keep up with the workload and die too quickly. And while mobile producers continue to improve on batteries to make them charge faster and last longer, people still keep doing all kinds of crazy stuff because they'll think it'll extend their battery life, like throwing their phone in the freezer. Well, we're gonna get into this, plus more common mistakes people make when it comes to charging their devices, and what you can do instead to prolong your phone's battery. We've got lots of helpful videos like this one on the Bright Side of Life, so go ahead and hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so that you'll always be in the know on all our new updates. Here we go. Mistake number one, charging your phone to the max before using it for the first time. Wow, we've all heard of this one, right? You bring your phone home from the store, plug it in, and wait until your new baby is full to the brim. In fact, some mobile salespeople even recommend doing this. It is, however, nothing but a myth. Cell phone batteries work best when they're charged only up to 40 to 80%. And that's exactly how much charge any smartphone in a store has. That's why you'll be perfectly fine if you just buy a phone, take it out of the box, and start using it right away. But there's one important thing to remember. If you fire up your new cell phone and notice that the battery indicator shows less than 40% charge, you should probably take it back to the store. Such a low percentage usually means that the battery is old. Mistake number two, not using your phone while it's charging.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Tons of people are convinced that if they use their cell phone while it's charging, this will harm the battery's lifespan. Others believe that, in this case, the battery won't charge as well as it can when it's not in use. You'll probably be happy to know that this, too, is a misconception. It doesn't matter whether you're using your phone or not. It'll still charge the same exact way. Consider this. Even when you aren't working with your gadget, it's still completing some mysterious tasks of its own, like synchronizing data. This means that you can easily add several more tasks to this workload. Mistake number three. Being afraid that chargers from a different brand will kill your battery. Now, it is true that some off-brand chargers may not be the best choice for your phone, and they do typically take longer to charge the battery. But if the charger works well enough, it won't harm your mobile device. So, if you need to urgently charge your phone in an emergency, or the factory charger it came with doesn't work anymore, you can get any cheap version that's compatible with your smartphone. Unfortunately, this doesn't apply to the Droid Turbo. It requires a charger designed specifically for this device. Mistake number four, thinking that turning your phone off will damage the battery. Yes, if you leave your phone off for an extended amount of time, its battery is going to die. That's a totally normal thing all batteries do. But if you simply shut your device off from time to time, nothing dramatic will happen. In fact, some devices may actually start working more effectively after you reboot them. Doing this also helps restore the functionality of their batteries. Mistake number 5. Trying to train your battery. All right, boy, fetch. Some people think that they can train their battery so that it'll be able to hold more charge. They let the battery drain completely before recharging it again and never ever charge their phone if it's only at 50 or 60%. Their reasoning is that batteries have memory, and if you don't wait to charge your phone before it's almost hit 0%, the battery won't work as well as it used to. But this idea has no ground to stand on. So feel free to charge your phone even if the battery is as full as 90%. Charging your phone frequently doesn't hurt the battery. Mistake number 6. Not charging your phone overnight for fear of damaging the battery. Don't you think that smartphones were dubbed smart for a reason?
I don't know.
These devices know for sure when to stop charging because the battery is full. On the other hand, while overnight charging doesn't harm your phone in any way, it's still not the most effective way to do it. If you want to extend your battery's lifespan, keep it charged between 40 and 80%. Believe it or not, this actually helps the battery live the longest. Mistake number 7. Putting the battery in the freezer to make it last longer. Ooh, just like a Milky Way candy bar. Well, this misconception goes way back to the 80s, when people would put batteries in the freezer for short periods of time to make them work longer. But freezing your phone does nothing more than kill the battery. The thing is that lithium-ion batteries react badly to both cold and heat. The best temperature for this sort of battery is room temperature. Mistake number 8. Using task managers to prolong battery life. Forget everything you've ever been told about task managers. They do not prolong your battery life. The built-in system on your phone is already dealing with everything that should be done to keep your device's performance in tip-top shape. As for third-party task managers, they're actually more likely to decrease your phone's performance. Yes, they can control the apps you use, but they really hurt the battery life. Mistake number 9. Fearing to leave your phone charger plugged in. You've probably heard that after you finish charging your mobile device, you should unplug the charger from the wall for safety reasons and fire prevention. Well, leaving your charger dangling from the wall is ill-advised only in the following situations. You have pets. Your charger makes weird noises or leaks. Your house or apartment complex doesn't have any lightning protection. There's a chance that your neighbors may have a water leak. In all other cases, it's perfectly safe to leave your charger plugged in. It's up to you to decide whether or not to do this. Mistake number 10. Not charging laptops all the time to prevent damage. Just like with cell phones, laptop batteries stop charging as soon as they're full. Experts recommend discharging your laptop to 0% no more than once a month. As for any damage that can ruin the device, in most cases, it happens because of overheating, not from keeping the laptop plugged in. Overheating, in turn, is often due to operator error. That's right, it's your fault, bub. Mistake number 11. Believing that the internet runs your battery down the fastest. Now, first of all, let's specify what you're using the internet for. If you're doing different graphic-intensive activities, such as online gaming or watching Brightside videos on YouTube, then your battery will, unfortunately, die much faster. These sorts of activities simply need impressive amounts of energy to display those awesome graphics. But if you're just surfing the net or reading articles, it doesn't influence your battery life any more than listening to music does. And if you just can't live without playing another round of your favorite online mobile game, dim the screen as much as possible to prolong the battery life at least a little bit. Mistake number 12. turning off Bluetooth, GPS, and Wi-Fi to prolong the battery life. Now, you should know that the only time when any of these services may drain your battery is when you're actively using them. The rest of the time, they might pull some amount of energy from the battery. But it's not really a lot and doesn't drain it completely. In fact, Wi-Fi consumes even less energy than your smartphone needs to maintain the cellular data connection. Apple even encourages its users to leave Wi-Fi turned on to save battery. All right, now you're all caught up on what not to do when charging your phone and what you can do instead. How about some more tips that'll help you prolong your battery life?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keep batteries cool. As we've already mentioned, when the temperature is too hot or too cold, batteries throw a hissy fit and tap out quickly. That's why you should avoid leaving your smartphone, tablet, or laptop in direct sunlight or in a hot car. And definitely don't take your gadgets to a hot place like the beach or sauna. If it's possible, avoid wireless charging, as the heat it generates can bake your battery. And if you need to store your gadget or its battery, place them in a cool, dry place. Store batteries with a bit of charge. While we're on the topic of storing batteries in a cool, dry place, also make sure you give them at least half a charge first. The problem with storing batteries is that they lose their charge over time. And when this charge drops to zero, your battery will automatically kill itself so it doesn't become unstable. Hardcore, I know.